You are listening to مركز الصحابة, the voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
هم سفر هم نوا, هم سفر هم نوا, هم نشي هم قدم, هم نشي هم قدم, هم سفر هم نوا, هم نشي هم قدم, والدي محترم, والدي محترم, والدي محترم, والدي محترم, والدي محترم, والدي محترم, اپنی سب خواہشوں کا گلا گھونٹ کر روز و شب جس پہ غالب رہے فکر گر, اپنی سب خواہشوں کا گلا گھونٹ کر روز و شب جس پہ غالب رہے فکر غم, ظاہراً سخت ہے باطناً ہے نرم, ظاہراً سخت ہے باطناً ہے نرم, والدِ محترم, والدِ محترم, والدِ محترم, والدِ محترم, والدِ محترم, پرورش تربیت میں نہ چھوڑی کسر, فکر اولاد میں کی سفر در سفر, پرورش تربیت میں نہ چھوڑی کسر, فکر اولاد کی سفر در سفر, ان کو محبوب ہم, ہم کو جاہ و حشم, ان کو محبوب ہم, ہم کو جاہ و حشم, والد محترم, والد محترم, والد محترم, محترم, والد محترم, محترم, نوجوانی بڑھاپے میں ڈلتا رہا, روز و شب جن کی خاطر وہ گلتا رہا, نوجوانی بڑھاپے میں ڈلتا رہا, روز و شب جن کی خاطر وہ گلتا رہا, آج بچوں کو وہ یاد آتے ہیں کم, آج بچوں کو یاد آتے ہیں کم, والد محترم, والد محترم, والد محترم, والد محترم, والد محترم, آپ کو دیکھنا ہے عبادت میری, آپ کے کام آنا سعادت میری, آپ کو دیکھنا ہے عبادت میری, آپ کے کام آنا سعادت میری, آپ میرے تو میرے ہلو.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم, السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ, اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم and welcome to the mid morning show with myself brother Suleiman Yusuf. 17 minutes past 10 Central African time, we'd like to welcome you to our program, the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaa. Inshallah, today we're going to be discussing, and our program will be dedicated to how to prepare ourselves for the greatest life of all, and that is the Akhirah and the year after. And we're going to be discussing how every mu'min, every believer must strive for earning the thawab for the Akhirah. Like I've been saying this whole week and previously, that we should bank our bank account in the Akhirah, because that is the only thing that is going to help us to attain the Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. And each and every one of us, we make dua, Allah Ta'ala saves us from the fire of Jahannam and where one should read the Masnoon Dua after Fajr and after Maghrib. Allahumma ajirna minan nar, O Allah, protect us from the fire of Jahannam. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. When we look at this world, we're only here for a short period of time. And when we say that we are here for a short period of time, some people return to the mercy of Almighty Allah at a very young age. Some people return to Allah at a very long age, at a very old age. Some 60, 70, 80, some reach 90, even 100. In this world we plan, وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ, that we plan, others plan, but Allah Ta'ala's plan is the best. And yet we plan our forward retirement, thinking and knowing that we're going to be living in this world forever. But we fail to realize that كُلُّ نَفْسٍ زَائِقُةُ الْمَوْتِ, every soul shall taste death. So we plan our retirement. Alhamdulillah, we have children. Those who have children, we plan for our children's future. And those who have we working class, they have careers. They plan what they're going to do. They buy the house. You're going to buy your cars. You're going to live comfortably. But our ultimate future and our ultimate destination is the akhirat. Whether we like it or not, we'll have to leave this world someday or the other. And that's why it's important for us to strive and bank our account in the akhirat as much as possible whilst we still have this opportunity that we are here. That we should strive to, and we should make those adhkar, we should read the dhikr, the remembrance. And Allah Ta'ala says in the noble Quran, Ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma'inul qulub, verily the remembrance of Almighty Allah brings contentment to the heart. The most direct and foundational way to earn thawab for our akhirat is through the pillars of Islam, our pillars of our deen. We all know when we were growing up, they taught us the five pillars of Islam, that is our kalima, and that is the shahada, the oneness of Allah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. That there is none worthy of worship besides Allah, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final messenger. And then we have our salah, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on the miraculous journey of Mi'raj, and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the opportunity, and he conversed with Almighty Allah, the beloved, the lover and the beloved. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most beloved creation to Almighty Allah. If it wasn't for the nur and the light of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, none of us and none of the creation of the universe would have been created. And these are mandatory, they're like the zakat, and once in our lifetime, inshallah, we must try to go for hajj, to visit Baytullah, Makkah al-Mukarramah, and perform the act and the way and the teaching of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, and that is to perform hajj. And there's a surah dedicated in the noble Quran for the act of hajj. And also our mandatory, our obligatory fasting. We think that, you know what, fasting during the month of Ramadan, we take it very lightly. But how many people were here with us last year Ramadan, or the Ramadan before this, and the Ramadan that passed, they were not with us, they passed away before the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all the marhumin Jannat al-Firdaus, fully covered with nur, and grant the bereaved families sabrun jameel. Ameen, ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Now, we look into it and we see that it is the fundamental pillars of Islam, and that is the way of life. Islam is a clear-cut deen. And I said it yesterday, that the Quran is the guide for every mu'min, every believer. If we'll turn to the Quran, we will see every facet of life that we need answers to is nowhere else but in the noble Quran. The salah is a gift that we can converse with Almighty Allah. And I mentioned this previously that we should try and understand the surah that we read. What are we actually saying? Do we actually take time to look at the meanings of the surah? Look at the translation of the surah? Yes, we know there are virtues by reading certain ayat and certain surahs in the Noble Quran. But did we look at it at how in the chronological order that it was given to us? And when we give zakat and we give our charity is something that helps us to purify our wealth. Zakat especially. Sadaqah and zakat are different. Sadaqah and zakat is to purify our wealth. You know, if we have that certain amount, then 2.5% should be given for our zakat from our wealth. And this act of purifying our wealth and helps us earn a great nawab. And the act of giving for the sake of Almighty Allah demonstrates our gratitude and our compassion that we are leaving this thing of greed in our heart and taking it out and giving for the needy and for the poor and for the destitute. We give out 2.5% of our wealth. Now, beyond these pillars or beyond these fundamental pillars of Islam, there are voluntary acts of worship like performing the different nawafil, different nafil salat. You know, you get your salat al-duha, salat al-chast, then salat al-hajat, the tahajjud, different salawat or different salat that we can read for various blessings and various sawab. Now, when we do these things, why are we doing this here? To do what? And that is a point of discussion today, and that is for the extra sawab, to earn our sawab in the akhirat. Now, the most beautiful thing about our religion, about Islam, is that earning sawab is not limited. It is not limited at all. There are so many things that we can do to earn a sawab. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a smile is an act of sadaqah. Sadaqah, charity, you're earning sawab. Having good akhlaq. Being kind to our parents. If you have one or both, take care of them, look after them. They are at that age where they're becoming. They're not young as they used to be. You will hear that they have this pain, this ache. And we should always make this dua, رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا. Ya Allah, you have mercy on my parents, just as how they had mercy on me. And for the parents that passed away, we read the dua, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابُ. And by being kind to your neighbors also, doesn't matter if they come from different backgrounds or different faiths. Remember, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was rahmatul lil alameen, the mercy unto mankind. Not unto Muslims, but mankind as a whole. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam treated everybody the same. Imagine the woman that used to throw dirt. And the one day she never threw dirt, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam got worried. He went to her to see if she was okay. She was sick, but she was okay. By remembering Allah also, by remembering and making your heart beat to the dhikr of Allah, there's different types of dhikr. When you make dhikr of the tongue, and we make dhikr of the heart, and we should try our level best to attain such a level that we make dhikr of the heart. That is always in the back of your mind, and knowing that Allah Ta'ala is all-seeing, all-knowing. Whatever we do in our life, always remember that Allah Ta'ala is watching every action, sees everything that we do. The simplest of words can carry so much of weight on your scales in the akhirat. And it is prescribed You know, Tasbih Fatimi. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Then he mentioned, Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, Wala ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar. Various dhikr that we can read. And one of the most powerful dhikrs that we can make is istighfar. Istighfar, my dear respected listeners, is so powerful. It's not only to turn to Almighty Allah because we have sinned, but it's a means of mercy, of attaining Allah Ta'ala's mercy. Attaining Allah Ta'ala's mercy and opening the doors of rahmah and the doors of barakah for us. We continuously make astaghfar. We sitting, make astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Inshallah, we will try our level best to make at least 100 astaghfar during the course of the day. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to read 70, minimum 70, but look at it. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was rahmatul lil alameen. He was Allah Ta'ala's creation, most beloved creation. Remember that the Nabis and the Anbiya were masoom. They were sinless. They say that they made mistakes, but they never sinned. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made 70, asked Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, 70 times minimum, astaghfirullah, astaghfar. And by reading this du'as or reading this dhikr of Allah, we will attain in this world and in the akhirat. It will help us in different ways, shapes or form, and we might not realize it. You know, we read maybe 100 astaghfar today, then we forget about it. But that same astaghfar will help you in the future, and you think to yourself, you say, Allahumma lakal hamdu kullu wa lakal shukru kullu, for the ni'mas and the bounties Allah Ta'ala has blessed us and bestowed upon us. Then you realize that if we had made these adhkar and these tasbiyat earlier, but everything is written in the lower mahfuz. When the pen writes our takdeer, Allah Ta'ala knew how long we're going to live on this world, how we're going to be, our actions, everything was already written. You are where you're supposed to be because Allah Ta'ala has written. Allah Ta'ala gave this. I didn't know what topic to speak about today. But Allah Ta'ala put it in my mind, how to attain thawab for the akhirat. And subhanallah, there's so much benefits. Maybe you are feeling down and you don't know what to do. The dhikr of Allah will open the heart. It will ease your heart. Whatever you are going through, turn to Almighty Allah. You know that 2 rakat salat, nafil salat. You cry on the musalla, ask Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, you guide me. You protect me. Allahumma gfirli. Allahumma arhamni. Allahumma rzuqni. Allahumma afini. Such a beautiful dua, such a beautiful dua. You read, you put your head in sujood, and you just cry your heart out. Pour your heart out to Almighty Allah. Allah Ta'ala knows that my banda is going to make 2 rakat namaz. He's going to ask me, but Allah Ta'ala waits. He yearns for it. Allah Ta'ala wants us to come, to walk. When we walk to Almighty Allah, Allah Ta'ala runs towards us. Allah Ta'ala says in the noble Quran that we are closer to you in your jugular vein. Now imagine how close Almighty Allah is. Allah Ta'ala is listening to us, everything what we are saying. It is for us to make that effort, that conservative effort to go forward. Fight your nafs, fight the shaitan. Shaitan is only going to drag us because he made a promise that he will take us astray. But Allah Ta'ala in his wisdom and his infinite mercy said that even if they commit their sins and they come to me, and they repent and ask for forgiveness, I will forgive them. Because Allah Ta'ala says, my mercy overpowers my anger. And that's why we should always ask Allah Ta'ala consistently, Ya Allah, you are Ghafoor Rahim, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, most kind, most beneficent, most merciful. Allah Ta'ala's name, when we read the 99 names, it's Asma'ullah al-Husna, وَاللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا وَالرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Look at it. Rahman and Rahim. So never despair in the mercy of Almighty Allah. Allah Ta'ala is most forgiving. Allah Ta'ala loves to forgive. Allah Ta'ala is waiting for us to come to Him so that He may forgive us for all our sins. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala make it easy for each and every one of us. Ameen, Ya Rabbul Alameen. Now, when we share, when we want to attain our sawab in the akhirat, by parting knowledge also, if you know something that could be beneficial to a person, that's why we also make that masnoon dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'a. Oh Allah, grant me knowledge that will be beneficial. And when we hear something, you know, when we go to the lectures, we sit in the bayan, we sit in the Jummah khutbahs, and we hear the important lessons that have been given, and we impart it onto the next person, that day, is people will benefit from it. That you are imparting something onto a person, and that person may use it, and he will benefit from it. And also, there's various things. Then one of the sadaqah jariyah is when, you know, if we leave a well, people will benefit from there. And I know in most countries, in some countries, poverty-stricken countries, they are given an option that you can build a well and you can use it as sadaqah jariyah for the people who benefit, because water also is a ni'mat from Almighty Allah. And by you giving the funds or the wealth that Allah Ta'ala has given you, you are spending in the path of Allah. You are giving it a sadaqah jariyah. Those people that drink the water are benefiting. And when you pass away, you will benefit. You will gain a continuous reward even after you pass away. Because you must remember, when you pass away, your actions, your amal stop. But there are things that will continue. The sadaqah jariyah, and also a pious child, a righteous child that you leave behind, that will constantly make dua for you. Now, wouldn't we want that? Our children to make dua for us even when we pass away. We remember our marhumin. We make dua, Allah Ta'ala grant them highest in Jannah. Ameen, Ya Rabbul Alameen. And also, it's a form of sadaqah jariyah is by sharing the knowledge, like I mentioned. That when you sit and you read and you look at the things, you look at the books also. Now you there's no so-called hard copies, but now they're moving on to digital. And it is so beneficial that we can just enter whatever we want to know, and we can read, we can learn, we can study online. Everything is paperless. There's no big books to study. Yes, different aspects of life, different sectors, you'll need those books to study and keep as a reference. But if you want to just get some knowledge is free. From the cradle to the grave, from the womb to the tomb, from the fountain to the mountain. That is how we should live our life, striving to learn, to attain, to gain our knowledge, because knowledge is key. And we are never too old to learn. We should try our level best to attain our akhirat. Because on the day of Qiyamah, we all want our book of deeds, to be given in our right hand. We all want to cross the pul sirat. How you live in this world is how you will die. You die, but you know that the famous English saying, they say, you live by the sword, you die by the sword. Just like that, the way we live our life. Yes, the way we pass away is written, how we're going to pass away. But let us pass away in a good state. We pass away in a good state. That's what we want. We make dua, Allah Ta'ala give us khatimah hasana, a good ending. You know, and a person should remember death 25 times a day. Inshallah, we're going to go for a small break. And when we return, inshallah, we will conclude our program.
Mm-hmm. ہم سفر ہم نوا ہم سفر ہم نوا ہم نشی ہم قدم ہم نشی ہم قدم ہم سفر ہم نوا ہم نشی ہم قدم والد محترم والد محترم
والد محترم والد محترم والد محترم والد محترم
اپنی سب خواہشوں کا گلا گھونٹ کر روز و شب جس پہ غالب رہے فکر گر اپنی سب خواہشوں کا گلا گھونٹ کر روز و شب جس پہ غالب رہے فکر غم ظاہراً سخت ہے باطناً ہے نرم ظاہراً سخت ہے باطناً ہے نرم
والد محترم والد محترم
والد محترم
والد محترم والد محترم
پرورش تربیت میں نہ چھوڑی کسر فکر اولاد میں کی سفر درس پرورش تربیت میں نہ چھوڑی کسر فکر اولاد میں کی سفر در سفر ان کو محبوب ہم کو جاہو حشم ان کو محبوب ہم کو جاہو حشم
والد محترم والد محترم
والد
محترم محترم والد محترم محترم
نوجوانی بڑا پہ مڈلتا رہا روز و شب جن کی خاطر وہ گلتا رہا نوجوانی بڑا پہ مڈلتا رہا روز و شب جن کی خاطر وہ گلتا رہا آج بچوں کو وہ یاد آتے ہیں کم آج بچوں کو وہ یاد آتے ہیں کم
والد محترم والد محترم
والد محترم
محترم والد محترم والد محترم
آپ کو دیکھنا ہے عبادت میری آپ کے کام آنا سعادت میری آپ کو دیکھنا ہے عبادت میری آپ کے کام آنا سعادت میری آپ میرے تو میرے ہیں لوح و قلم آپ میرے تو میرے ہیں لوح و قلم
والد محترم والد محترم
والد
محترم محترم والد محترم محترم
ہم نے سمجھا نہیں ہے مقام آپ کا گھر میں رحمت ہی رحمت قیام آپ کا ہم نے سمجھا نہیں ہے مقام آپ کا گھر میں رحمت ہی رحمت قیام آپ کا آپ کو دیکھنا دیکھنا ہے حرم آپ کو دیکھنا دیکھنا ہے حرم
والد محترم والد محترم
والد
محترم والد محترم والد محترم
تحفہ کبریا سر پہ ہاتھ آپ کا باعث سر بلندی ہے ذات آپ کی तोहफाए किबरिया सर पे हाथ आपका बाइसे सर बुलंदी है जात आपकी आपके दम से आजाद है गम से हम आपके दम से आजाद है गम से हम
वालिदे मोहतरम वालिदे मोहतरम
वालिदे मोहतरम वालिदे मोहतरम
मोहतरम
हम सफ़र हम नवा हम नशीं हम कदम वालिदे मोहतरम वालिदे मोहतरम
वालिदे मोहतरम वालिदे मोहतरम
हम सफ़र हम नवा हम सफ़र हम नवा हम नशीं हम कदम
हम नशीं हम कदम
हम सफ़र हम नवा हम नशीं हम कदम वालिदे मोहतरम वालिदे मोहतरम
वालिदे मोहतरम वालिदे मोहतरम वालिदे मोहतरम वालिदे मोहतरम
अपनी सब ख्वाहिशों का गला घोट कर रोज़ो शब जिस पे गालिब रहे फिक्र गर अपनी सब ख्वाहिशों का गला घोट कर रोज़ो शब जिस पे गालिब रहे फिक्र गर ज़ाहिरन सख्त है बातिनन है नरम ज़ाहिरन सख्त है बातिनन है नरम
वालिदे मोहिदे मोहतरम
वालिदे मोहतरम
मोहतरम वालिदे मोहतरम वालिदे मोहतरम
परवरिश तरबियत में न छोड़ी कसर फिक्र औलाद में की सफर दर सफर परवरिश तरबियत में न छोड़ी कसर फिक्र औलाद में की सफर दर सफर उनको महबूब हम हमको जाहो हशम उनको महबूब हम हमको जाहो हशम
It's gone 15 minutes to 11 Central African time. We say Jazakallah Khairan to you, the listener of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, for joining and tuning in to our show. Next up, inshallah, will be the news at 11 with Mulana Zahid Khan. And thereafter will be the fiqh program with Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahib and Mulana Zahid Khan. And thereafter, 12 o'clock will be the news hour, 12 to 1 will be the news hour with Brother Alphus Nkosi. Then 1 to 1.30 will be the tafsir of Surah Tawbah. And then 1.30 to 2 will be the tafsir of Surah An-Nisa. 2 to 3 will be Brother Yusuf Ali. 3 to 4 will be the repeat of this morning's Q&A and the Nasiha. 4 to 5 will be an Urdu lecture. 5 to 7, Mulana Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7.30 will be the repeat of the tafsir. Then 7.30 to 8 will be Mawlana Dawood Sidat. Then 8 to 9 will be the repeat of the stories of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam by Mawlana Salman Yunus. That's your lineup until 9 p.m. Bi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You are listening to Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jamaah.